AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. The week of April the 15th through the 20th is our customer appreciation event. It's our chance to show how much we value our loyal customers. Every tire in the shop will be on sale, new and used. Register during the week to win such prizes as a new set of tires and a youth bicycle. Stop in and see us during our customer appreciation event, April 15th through the 20th.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
KVOE live and local, sunshine 39 degrees. It is 7:21. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Wednesday morning, day number 3 of the month of April, looking for a daytime high of 57 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia State Associated Student Government President Sophia Dawson, and to preview the Breaking Barriers Women in Leadership Conference coming up this weekend on the campus of ESU. Sophia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, it is a lovely day.
It is a lovely day. Thanks for joining us here today. How are things for you getting ready for class today?
You know, this time of year is pretty wild. April, it feels like the race to the end of the school year, but it's also just such a blessing to be a student at this time in the school year because there are so many amazing things going on campus and in the community.
And we can definitely add the Breaking Barriers Women's in Leadership Conference, which is coming up here this weekend. Before we talk a little bit about kind of the conference specifics, let's talk a little bit about, I guess, the reason why this is being held.
Absolutely. So back in 2021, Lucy Steyer, the student government president, had a vision to create a space in Emporia for women who are passionate about leadership, community, service, to gather and to have a place to brainstorm and have shared vision. And that vision that Lucy had has continued on throughout the years. So this is the third year that Breaking Barriers has been hosted.
All right, so when will things get started on Saturday, Sophia?
Yes, so our registration will open at 8:30 a.m. and the events will kick off at 9 a.m. and we will conclude by 2:30.
By 2:30. Is there any pre-registration needed or can people just show up and register a day of?
Pre-registration is preferred so we can make sure we have enough food to feed everyone. So folks can register at emporia.link/BB register.
How soon do we need those registrations in so you have the food side of things all taken care of?
I'd say by tomorrow would be preferred.
Understood. You have a robust schedule here for this conference. Talk a little bit about some of the different things that will be taking place and who some of your speakers will be.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm very excited this year because we have taken a turn towards events and conversations that are focused towards networking, community engagement, and advocating for women in all spaces. In the past, Breaking Barriers has been very career-oriented, and we're still keeping hints of that with the networking. But this year, we really wanted to expand just to kind of drive the conversation away from career. Oftentimes, it feels like that's what it is taking precedence, but we just didn't want that to feel that way this year. So our first round of breakout sessions starts at 10 a.m., and we'll have a panel called How to Network and Find Mentors with Mary Martha Good, who is a Butler Community College trustee, and then Angel Zimmerman, who is a managing partner at Zimmerman and Zimmerman PA in Topeka, Kansas. And she is also an alum of ESU, which is exciting. Next is Civic Engagement and Advocacy Roles panel with Sally Sanchez, president of Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow, and Mickey Edwards, the new executive director of SOS. And then our last presentation at 10 a.m. is called Building Your Safety Net, Support Systems to Balance Life, with Blair Faldine and Melissa Drillman, who are both instructors in the Teachers College.
All right, and do you have a keynote to be delivered during this event?
I sure do. At 11 a.m., Terry Cardula will be speaking to us. Her presentation is called Mastering the Mind, Unleashing Your Potential. So Terry is a thought leader in women's empowerment. She is a transformational life strategist. So her specialty is helping people advance into the next phase of their life. She has 27 years of psychology counseling experience, and she uses those skills to help people identify the unconscious blocks that may be prohibiting them from taking those next steps in their life. So she's very much coming from this lesson learning place of that we are not alone in our hesitations, and this presentation is going to give us the necessary tools to broaden our perspectives and take bold action. So her tools are designed to help us transform our thinking and expand our possibilities so we can release those self-sabotaging blocks that'll help us stop accepting mediocrity and allow us to expand our capacity to receive more from the world with ease and to activate our success switch to work harder, not smarter, not harder.
Gotcha. You know, one of the things that people who have been listening here over the last week here for our airwaves have heard us talking about the Women for ESU conference, which is taking place over the afternoon time period here. The way it sounds, Sophia, these are separate but connected. Would that be a good way to put these two events coming up Saturday?
That is the perfect description. So Women for ESU, they are a new group on campus, and we are so excited for them in their future. They came to us this summer and asked, hey, what do you think about connecting, partnering our events somehow? And we thought that that was a great idea. Oftentimes, we realize that students don't have mentors. Students don't have mentors in the Emporia community and sometimes even in the campus community. And so our way of trying to fill that gap, nourish that deficit there, is by hosting a networking luncheon where, of course, our participants, our attendees, can eat for free as they participate throughout the day, but they also get the opportunity to network and build relationships with the Women for ESU members who are so active and passionate about the Emporia State community. And they're looking to continue uplifting and building lives of students so that they will continue to be engaged and active individuals in the community. So we're just so honored to have 32 Women for ESU participants join us for lunch. And we'll have people split into groups at their table based off of their careers or career aspirations, and students will have a chance to exchange. Well, everyone will have a chance to exchange a business card, and we're just encouraging those connections and hoping that folks will take the initiative to stay in touch with one another.
Here with ESU Associated Student Government President Sophia Dawson previewing the Breaking Barriers Women in Leadership Conference on the campus of Emporia State University this coming Saturday from 9 until 3:30. Now, Sophia, I understand this is free and open to whom?
This event is free, and it is open to students, faculty and staff, and Emporia community members.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sophia, before we let you go, maybe you can talk a little bit about kind of your path to Emporia State. What are you studying right now, and what are your goals after you graduate?
Oh, absolutely. So I am from Southwest Kansas, and I was coming to Emporia State first thing when I graduated, but last minute I decided that I wanted to go the community college route, so I attended Butler Community College for 2 years, and that was just the best decision for me and such a blessing. And it was there that I discovered my passion for higher education. So I transferred to Emporia State upon graduation in spring of 2022. So I just have been here for a little over a year and a half now. And I have just been passionate about students and making sure that their needs are met and that they have a channel to voice their thoughts and opinions and concerns. And so that's kind of how I fell into student government. And that plus my passion for higher education, I've decided to continue in my higher education studies. And I will be graduating this spring from Emporia State, then attending Kansas University in the fall for my master's in higher education administration, which would prepare me to work on a college campus in any of those student services like admissions, financial aid, student activities, student conduct, residential life, any type of student service like that.
Well, sounds like you're well on your way. Congratulations on all your success so far, and good luck with the big event here this weekend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your kind words.
Hey, thanks for your time, Sophia. Have a great week.
Thank you. You as well.
Yeah, nicely done. Yeah, Sophia Dawson, who is the Emporia State Associated Student Government President, previewing the Breaking Barriers Women in Leadership Conference at ESU this weekend.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, look to the middle to late stages of next week.